Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along to episode 456 of the Milk Bar. Jason Forrest here with you as ever, and loads of great theatre to talk about today. We will be catching up with the team from Lollipop Theatre Arts, all about their production of Me and My Girl, which is at the Prince of Wales in Cannock on the 26th and 27th of March. We will be talking to Half a Sixpence performers. They are Willenhall Musical Theatre. Catching up with them about their show, which is at the Dormston Mill on the 17th through the 21st of April. Also, Birmingham Youth Theatre in action in June. They are doing Back to the 80s, so we'll be catching up with them to find out how you could be involved in that show too. Also, we've got music from the King's Parade, having a chat with Ollie, their frontman, all about their work. And Widdicombe will be along to tell us about Sparna, a charity who are doing some great work making sure that working donkeys who help ferry water around are well looked after in the run-up to World Water Day this Thursday. But first of all, there's some fun and games on the way at the Grand Theatre.
On Sunday, the 1st of April, Cirque de Harris is at Wolverhampton's Grand Theatre. We have pictures of Clive Webb and Danny Adams, and also footage of them. Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
Oh, good, how are you?
Nice, good, good.
And I'm here at the theatre in the Utopia Suite, enjoying the surroundings here, and you look like you're in a big wardrobe full of costumes and things that are going to be coming out on the road with you.
Yes, we're in the office, actually, and the wardrobe department, as you can see, he's the King's costume.
Uh-huh.
You know, you're not going to believe this, but I got attacked by an Elvis impersonator last night.
Did you? How do you feel?
I'm all shook up.
Oh.
Hey. Plenty more of them.
And it is fun for all the family, so it's going to be a fantastic show. So tell us a little bit about the show for those who've not experienced the magic before.
Oh, well, talking of magic, we've got a lot of magic, magic and illusions. We've got our beautiful dancers, of course. We've got... we've got Sasha Williams, who's a complete daredevil, who's on the end of the seat. I'm not going to tell you too much about him, but it's a massively exciting circus act.
We were meant to have a contortionist,
yes,
but unfortunately he had a heart attack. But the good news is he died in his own arms. We've got Senor Machete, the world-famous Mexican knife thrower.
Senor Machete, yes.
And we've got all our big comedy routines, all our big slapstick routines that appeal to mum, dad, kids of all ages.
With a sprinkling of water.
Okay, so a little bit of moisture to keep the evening going well. It's all 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so it's going to be great fun for everyone on Easter Sunday afternoon. And, I mean, Wolverhampton isn't a stranger to it at all. You come each year with your fantastic shows, but also, before you started your mammoth run up in the northeast in Panto, you actually did Panto at the Grand as well.
We did. Our first one was in 1999,
yes,
with Jesse Spencer from Neighbours.
And John Nettles.
And John Nettles. And then we came back for a second year with Lisa Riley, who's been there for the past couple of years in Wolverhampton.
Yeah. And Jimmy Cricket.
And Jimmy Cricket. Yeah. And we also did a lot of musicals at the time. A Night of the Musical.
A Night of the Musical. We did one with Hinge and Bracket.
Cannonball.
Cannonball. Bachelors.
Bachelors.
Crankies.
The Crankies.
Ray Allen.
Lord Charles.
Just to name a few.
Major names, like your good selves, and all part of a fantastic variety circuit. And this is, again, really what makes this show so special, isn't it? So many people will have to come along as a family and enjoy all the hilarious stuff they're going to see on stage.
Well, that's the thing. We try and cater for kids at the age of 2 up to 92, and the humour does go right across the board. So it's an afternoon for everyone. Mum, dad, everyone can laugh at it. So, and there's no one doing the slapstick routines anymore, you know, that we do. The big slosh entrees and the big, big comedy magic, the big props. So it is quite a unique show.
And we've got a brand new one this year as well. I'm not going to give too much away, shall we?
No, don't give it away.
Bit of teasing, there is something major. If you've been to the show before, I mean, kids, they'll sit down and watch a Disney DVD 53 times. So when it comes to something as lively as what you do, they're going to want to keep coming back for more and more and more. So I'm sure you've got families who follow you around the country just so they can see the show. But loads of great new stuff this year. You're dressed normally there, and I like the fact you're both matching in blue. But, I mean, you wear some garish costumes. Who on earth designs all of this stuff for you?
Ah, well, we get them all from Comedy Street, of course, down in London.
Our personal tailor.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Okay, I believe you.
We come up with an idea and give it to the costume designer, and he makes it, basically. Yeah.
And you have some crazy ideas which adds to the magic of it all as well, which is absolutely brilliant. If you had to have 30 seconds to do a hard sell on all your favourite bits of the show, starting about now, what would you say?
Well, I'd say it's full of furnace full of laughter, it's full of buckets of water, custard pies, slapstick, daredevil axe, you can buy my Danny Adams talking doll, you can buy the accident t-shirt after the show, accident t-shirts, you can buy all that after the show, it's full of laughter, full of fun, it's 2 hours of non-stop fun, laughter, daredevil axe for mum, dad, granny, granddad, Uncle Tom Cobbley and all.
Yes!
Get yourself along. 019, that was about 34 seconds, but we'll let you off. 01902 429212 is the box office number. Grandtheatre.co.uk to get your tickets. 3 o'clock on the 1st of April is showtime. These two boys are going to do a fantastic job. Thanks for having a chat with us. Look forward to seeing you on stage at the Grand.
We can't wait. We'll see you there.
Nice to talk to you.
Bye.
In a moment or two's time, we'll be hearing from the King's Parade. Ollie on the line to tell us all about their work. But first, let's take a listen to one of their most recent releases. This is Woman. New York sits there right in front of me. Right beside a figure that you want, honey. See your lips tighten as you read. A simple guy. That's Woman from the King's Parade. They join me now on the phone in the shape of their lead singer, Ollie. Hello to you.
Hey, mate. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Good stuff. So, obviously, great things going on with the band at the moment. The single, they're doing big things. Been out a couple of weeks. I know there's been an EP in the past because we're going to hear some stuff off that in a short while's time. But there's more music on the way this year and some fantastic gigs.
Yeah, no, loads of stuff coming up. We're super excited to get the next EP out. And we've got the next single called The Look, which, yeah, we're really looking forward to.
So how did this all start? Because it's this kind of blues, crossover, pop, and...
Yeah, it's got a lot of influences there. I think probably because, we all listen to all kinds of music, and we all have different musical backgrounds. We all met after studying music in York together, and then we just decided to move down to London, really.
So yeah, you're all living together now. So it's kind of a big band house type thing.
Yeah, it's exactly that. Yeah, so we've all been living there for a few years together, and we rehearse in a shed in the garden. So yeah, that's how it's kind of come about.
I'm sure the neighbours love you, but it is good music, so I think that helps a little bit. And you're a four piece, so there's you, Ollie Corp. Who else we got in the band?
We got Sam Rooney on the keys, Chris Britt on the drums, and Tom Ingus on the bass.
So, yeah, and you're happy with the lineup? You're not thinking of swapping any of them out? Or do you think there's no coups planned or anything like that?
Not yet, no. Thankfully not yet. We haven't gotten a bite yet. So we're sticking with that lineup. So.
Fingers crossed that's the way it's going to work out. But anyway, so big things are possible. And a massive tour of Spain coming up.
Yeah, no, we've got a few dates done, lined up in Spain in the next couple of weeks. So we'll be playing. The big ones are in Barcelona and Madrid, so that's on the 14th and 15th of April.
And have you got representation that's getting you this, or is it purely word of mouth that they know about you and your music?
Yeah, so it's a bit of both, to be honest. We wanted to play there, and luckily we have some friends at Live Nation and Metropolis who help us get there. And yeah, just the Spanish, we have lots of fans there, so we want to head out.
And it's always good when the fans are somewhere warm as well, isn't it?
Well, exactly, yeah. It's part of the reason why we're going there, is because we're just sick of this weather we're getting at the moment. We just want to get some sun.
I don't blame you. Absolutely brilliant. And then gigs coming up in London as well. Any chance to tour around the UK? Can we expect to see you in Wolverhampton soon?
Oh, no, definitely. Yeah, definitely. We're going to try and sort something out for the end of the year. So we'd love to go around the UK. We haven't done it yet, and it's way overdue. So,
okay, yeah. Well, we'll look out for you. Where do people find out more about you and your music in the meantime?
So you can check us out on Facebook. That's facebook.com/thekingsparade. You can check out our website, thekingsparade.com. But you can also just check us out on Spotify. That's all our new releases are on there. So you just type The King's Parade and we'll see you there.
Okay, so we're going to take a track from one of your earlier EPs. What should we listen to next?
Go for Haze from the second EP.
Okay, we'll give that a go. Thank you for joining us. We'll catch up with you again soon and keep us posted on the new work that comes out later this year.
Cheers, mate. Thank you very much. Searching for something. You've heard it before. The love that you lost in from strangers you sold. A glimpse turns to nothing, like a boat through a storm. You're tired of the searching. She's rarer than gold. I'm laying my guard down for another. Watching my blood change its flow. Leading my eyes, seeing different colors. She got me pinkies, then she knows you're leading me on to your soul. And it's beyond control. Leading me on to your soul. I know I've lost control. Silently drifting, I'm numb to the boat. The sound of her leaving hums like a drone. Here I am waiting, she already knows I'm stuck yet I'm facing. I'm buried in gold.
That's the King's Parade. We'll have more from them a little bit later on. Thursday, the 22nd of March, is World Water Day 2018, and the Society for the Protection of Animals Abroad, SPANA, have an ambassador in the shape of Anne Widdicombe, who joins me down the line to tell me about the plight of working animals. Hello.
Hello.
So, you've recently been to Mauritania to look at some of the really difficult conditions that there are animals working in around the world, ensuring water gets to those people who need it.
Yes, indeed. SPANA, which is the Society for Protection of Animals Abroad, SPANA works all over the world. And recently I've just come back from Mauritania, which is one of the poorest countries. Mauritania is a Saharan country. And the nearest source of water to the capital is 300 kilometres away. Now, the water is piped to the capital, but there it stops. It's not piped into individual dwellings. So every single day, 70,000 working donkeys cart water from the various pipe points to the houses and dwellings. Now, some of those donkeys are well-loved and they're well-looked after. That's fine. But too many of them aren't. You've got donkeys with festering wounds which are turning septic, either because their owners hit them or because the cart bangs into the back of them when it stops. You see donkeys that are limping along, carrying burdens, because the owners haven't tended to their hooves. You see donkeys which are very thin and underfed. And what SPANA does is to approach it from several directions. First of all, we deal with the injuries directly. And in Mauritania alone, last year, we gave 35,000 free veterinary treatments. But the second thing we do, which could be anything, by the way, from just sending a sore to hospitalising a donkey for a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. But we also do education on quite a big scale. And we say to any owner who brings the donkey in, we'll keep this donkey free, but the quid pro quo is that we tell you how to avoid it in future. And we have to listen to us explaining what to do. The third thing we do is to take it into schools, so that children grow up with the idea that it's okay to be concerned about animal welfare. And finally, SPANA does tremendous work with governments across the world to combat things like the illegal trade in donkey skins, which is having a massive impact. It's largely, well, in fact, it's entirely for China's benefit, where they use donkey skins in a particular beauty treatment. And the result of that has been that their own donkey population has halved since 1990. Mm-hmm. So they're looking to import. They import from largely from Africa. Now, of course, because they're importing from Africa, that pushes up the cost of donkeys in Africa beyond the reach of people who are just literally trying to scratch a living. But it also encourages theft. Well, the easiest way to sell a skin is to steal the donkey. Now, if you wake up in the morning in places like Mauritania, and your donkey's gone, your living's gone.
Yeah, you're living your way of life, and
these are
working animals who are really part of the family, because without these animals, the family can't exist. So that's why the education is essential, to make sure that the animals are well treated and looked after, to ensure that they can go on giving the service that they need to these poor people out there.
Yes, you've got it in one. A fit and healthy donkey is a good tool of trade, if you like to put it that way. And when people sometimes say, oh, you know, in poor countries like that, why are you wasting your pity on donkeys? It is because the fate of working animals is tied up entirely with the fate of human beings. And a good, fit, working animal can keep a human being alive.
And it is about making sure that they are fit, they are healthy, they're not being mistreated. And hopefully, you would hope that these people aren't going to mistreat their animals, but through annoyance, through desperation, sometimes people behave in the wrong way and they need that education that SPANA are providing.
Well, half the time it isn't through annoyance or desperation, it's just pure ignorance. They don't realise. For example, very few of them have got much clue about what donkeys should be eating. They let them roam free, the donkeys eat cardboard and goodness knows what else, and that can result in a lot of intestinal problems. So it's really just educating them about what to do. And one of the donkeys I saw there was absolutely being brought along to the clinic in perfect condition, really brilliant. And that was because a few months earlier it had been near to death's door. The owner had listened to what the clinic told him, and he'd gone away and put it into practice, and the result was one extremely happy, healthy donkey.
And again, as we said, it really makes a difference to their way of life, ensuring they have the best life possible. They can get water when they need it. And of course, the donkey needs its water too. So, you know, it's making sure that everybody gets the best out of the whole situation, including the animal.
Yes, I mean, the appalling thing about that business of transporting the water is that, you know, the donkeys can be labouring all day carrying water for humans. They themselves are not given a drink.
And obviously not going to be good for their health at all, and is going to limit that family's ability to get water in future. So where can people find out more about Spana and also contribute to this cause?
Right, we're on spana.org, and if you can contribute, that is fantastic. We need every penny we can get. But even if you can't contribute, there are other things to do, petitions and ways that you can join in the fight against the donkey skin trade. Things like that. So just go along and have a look at the website. As you say, and if they can contribute, that's fantastic. But if they can't, if people just look to see if there's anything at all they can do, very helpful, and thank them very much.
So what's that website again?
Spana.org.
And that's S-P-A-N-A. Stick a .org on the end of that and go along and find out more. And hopefully there's some pictures of you travelling off to do your bit on this one as well.
Well, I do sincerely hope so, because they took him off.
So it tends to be the way it goes. You pose it, hopefully, with a healthy donkey. That'd be great to see, Anne. Lovely speaking to you. Thank you for the work that you're doing. Look after these animals, and we look forward to hearing from you again soon.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
From the 17th to the 21st of April at the Mill Theatre, the Dunstan School. They have half a sixpence. It's been put on by Willenhall Musical Theatre Company. And I have the two stars of the show here, Will and Abby. Hello.
Hello.
So, I mean, resplendent in hoodies, as it is appropriate, which I like this about all of the great amateur groups. You can tell an amateur group by how professional their hoodies look, and most of them have got pretty blooming good hoodies, and that is a quality bit of stitch work there. Did you sew that yourself?
I lost my sleeves.
Yeah, well, this is it. You're just showing off your arms again, aren't you? So, tell us about your parts in the show.
I play the Tommy Steele iconic part, mm-hmm. Arthur Kipps.
Yeah.
It's a massive, massive part, but it's great fun, great comedy, and it's very good, very challenging.
Yeah, because big musical numbers as well, and you get to share these, Abby.
Yeah, so I'm playing the role of Anne, who is like Kipps's childhood sweetheart. Mm-hmm. So I get to be in the famous Flashbang Wallop song.
She's the pretty one.
Which is actually our wedding number, so I get to wear like a wedding dress, and it's all very energetic and fun.
You've got to dance in a frock, big flashy wedding dress.
Yeah.
That should be exciting.
Slimline, massive trail.
Yeah.
Ed's over shoulders.
But a great fun show, so you mentioned one of the songs there, but okay, reel off some of the classics for me.
Oh, we've got Money to Burn.
Yeah.
All in the Cause of Economy.
Yeah.
Long Ago, that's a good one.
We've got a big cricket match scene, which is a massive number as well.
Oh, If the Rain's Got a Fall, that's a good one.
Yeah, but so many of you in the company as well, which makes it really good. And, I know all you guys have got the Star Wars, which is absolutely fantastic, but the rest are really good as well, aren't they?
It's always a good company, isn't it? Very, very good vocalists at Willenhall.
All very good dancers as well. Like, everyone's just been amazing.
Yeah, yeah. It is big on dance, this one.
Yeah.
You always got the constant support, which is really nice from this company.
Mm-hmm.
Constant support from everyone.
But a great way of doing it, great show, and something you must all really be looking forward to. And what's the vibe been like? Because we're not far away from it now. There's rehearsing going on the other side of that wall behind us. And
I think we're all starting to feel it now, aren't we?
Yeah, I think we're rehearsing about three times a week at the moment. It's
just make sure
timing.
They're polished. Because there's so many comedy elements in it as well, so you've got to get the timing spot on. If you don't get it spot on, you lose it.
Oh, I'm expecting absolutely brilliant things. How do people get hold of tickets?
They can go onto ct.co.uk/halfasixpence or they can ring the ticket number, which is on the flyer. Abby, read it out.
07757 808036.
Give what you can.
Yeah. Sign yourself up. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. 17th through to the 21st of April. Get yourself along, see the beautiful people of the Willenhall Musical Theatre Company doing Half a Sixpence and performing amazingly. They're going to be great. They're really going to be great. Thank you both.
Thank you.
I've been gathering the pieces of a broken heart. From happiness to weakness, I'm finding every part. I've been searching for the true colors, yeah. Hiding all the way in the dark, I'm missing a part. I'm missing a part. You wouldn't guess how many pieces form a broken heart. I've been searching over seasons, when did it even start? I've been searching for the true colors, yeah. Hiding all the way in the dark, I'm missing a part. I'm missing a part. Tell me, when will it be found? How will it be found? Call the people when it's found. Oh, when will it be found? 'Cause I've been searching for the true colors, yes. Hiding all the way in the dark, and I'm missing a part. I'm missing a part. Oh, I've been missing a part. Oh, I'm missing a part. She's been gathering the pieces of my broken heart. She's been following my footsteps from the very start. She's been holding a part of my heart that I searched so hard for in the dark. I'm missing a part. I'm missing a part. Tell me, when will it be found? Oh, how is it she found? now it's found. Oh, how is it she found? Call the people, now it's found. Oh, how is it she found? How is it she found? Oh, how is it she found? 'Cause I've been searching for the true colors, yeah. Hiding in the dark and I'm missing a part. I'm missing a part. Oh, I'm missing a part. Oh, I'm missing a part. I've stopped gathering pieces of my broken heart. I put them in my pocket. I put them in the dark.
From the 7th through 9th of June, Back to the 80s is going to be on stage at the Old Rep. It's been put there by the Birmingham Youth Theatre, and they are currently also recruiting new members. I'm joined now on the line to tell us more by Ida Jeff. Hello to you.
Hello there.
So, what's going on then?
Well, Birmingham Youth Theatre, I've been going for just over 30 years, and this year our show is Back to the 80s, take you back with all the great tunes of the time. But we're looking for a couple of key characters. Mr. Cocker, who's the deputy principal, and also Corey Senior, who's telling the story of his school years.
So you're really looking for groups of kids who are probably at the top end of your age range, because you're up to 19 years old, don't you?
Yes, that's right. We're 9 to 19, and we always welcome anyone who wants to join. But particularly, we're very interested in hearing from older teenage lads.
So, plenty of opportunities to get involved with this and other fantastic productions. And it's a great way to enjoy having a bit of a sing-song, getting some acting experience under your belt, and performing on some really great stages.
Absolutely. We perform at the Old Rep Theatre every year. Also, it's a great place to make friends. The groups there are absolutely fabulous, and everybody gets a chance to shine. So there's plenty of opportunity for everyone.
Well, it's worth getting along to see the show, even if you can't be in it because you're a bit too old like me. Not that I can... I couldn't sing well enough anyway, to be fair.
But, absolutely. We encourage you to dress up and, join in, definitely.
Okay, 7th through to the 9th of June. Everyone can be part of it. It's nightly 7:30 and a Saturday matinee at 2:30. As you say, it's at the Old Rep Theatre, Station Street in Birmingham, B54DY. But people can already get tickets for this, can't they?
They can. Tickets are on sale now. They can call the ticket hotline, which I'll give you in just a moment. They can also email, so they can email contact@birminghamyouththeatre.co.uk, and also get us on Facebook. We've got a couple of Facebook pages, Members Old and New, and also our Facebook page, as well as a website, so they can get us via many types of media.
Yeah, so look out for that online. BirminghamYouthTheatre.co.uk is the website. contact@birminghamyouththeatre.co.uk to get your tickets. The hotline, 07910 833 242. That's 07910 833 242. Or you can also get in touch with the Old Rep at oldreptheatre.co.uk or on 0121 359 9444. And tickets are very reasonably priced, aren't they?
They are, yeah. Early bird offers on at the moment until the end of March, so good idea to get in now. They're just £12.50. Or we do a family ticket for £45. That's two adults, two children.
So, excellent. Get along there. Enjoy that. And get yourself involved if you're age 9 through to 19. And in particular,
absolutely,
looking for some older fellas to get involved in that one. So, for lads, if you're 17 through 19, there's a good part in this for you. It could work really well. Well,
absolutely.
Have a great time doing this one. Ida, it's been great speaking to you. And keep us in touch with more productions from the team at Birmingham Youth Theatre.
We will do. Thank you very much for your time. Thank you.
I am slowly losing my mother tongue, but I'll get it back someday. There's a boy in the woods within everyone, and he's calling out your name. As far as you are, he's never gone. He's the word that you never get wrong. He's the breath at the top of your lungs, mother tongue. You're losing time.
touch the fruits, it's a heartbreak. You'll never live it down. You're looking for the fruits of your hard labor. You lose it when it's found. Your greed is your search and your money found. You truly know your worth when you hit the ground. You're searching for the truth about your heartache. You're going out of bounds. You wish that you could choose from your past mistakes and throw them to the ground. I am slowly losing my mother tongue, but I'll get it back someday. There's a boy in the woods within everyone, and he's holding out your name. As far as you are, he is never gone. He's the word that you never get wrong. He's the breath at the top of your lungs, mother tongue. But I'll get it back someday. There's a boy in the woods within everyone, and he's calling out your name.
On the 26th and 27th of March at the Prince of Wales Theatre in Cannock, Lollipop Theatre Arts have Me and My Girl. And I'm joined now by some of the cast. Hello!
Hello!
Right, they're a noisy lot. This is a good start. Okay, so to start off with our leading man here, with his hat on and everything. Tom, tell us about you and your role.
I'm playing the role of Bill Snibson in Me and My Girl. He is a new Cockney Lord of Hereford, and this family is devastated when they first meet him, so they get to get used to him once as the show goes on.
Yeah, because it's all about social position and the way in which things change. We can't give too much away, obviously. But throughout the tale, you've got various cast members here you're going to be interacting with. Mm-hmm. But the young ladies either side of you, we only get to talk to one of those on each night, don't we? Because they're dueling a role. So we'll start with Blue Dots. Right, so that's the easiest way of doing this. Tell us who you are and who you're playing.
My name's Amelia Cooper. I'm playing Sally Smith.
And obviously that's going to be a great role to play, one of the two leading ladies. And we'll meet Red Dots as well. What's your name?
My name's Flora Miles, and I'm also playing Sally Smith.
And is it going to be an easy way to spot you because the colours on the dresses, is that the way it's going to work each night?
I guess so.
Yeah, so the families know who they're looking out for. But you are playing as an alternate, and that way it gives so much more opportunity for you to enjoy the show, and you actually get to see the show as well, which is cool.
Well, yes, we are different characters in the show that we're not Sally.
Ah.
So I think we're maids. Yeah. For the second or first show.
So you still have to work whichever
yes,
way around
definitely.
It goes.
If anything, even more, because you have to learn both dances, but you know.
Yeah, and that is one thing, there is a lot of dancing in this, isn't there?
Yes, it's a very lively and very active musical, so it's very good.
And okay, who's the best Sally then?
Me.
Okay. Is that the case? Well, okay, yeah. Go along, there's two nights, go along and see which one you prefer. Everybody will love both of you. I'm sure it'll be absolutely brilliant. And we've got some pearly kings and queens down here. So tell us about your roles in this.
Well, I'm playing the Duchess of Dean. So she's like the head of the household. She's very uptight and she wants to bring the best out of Bill and she desperately wants him to become the Lord Hereford.
And a gentleman on the end, it looks like there could be some Cockney rhyming slang coming along here.
I play Sir John Tremaine. Mm-hmm. I'm most opposed of Bill at the beginning of the musical, but over time I've become one of the champions, really, for Sally and Bill.
So you warm to him as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, all of you, I mean, it's great to be part of the show, and we'll go down the line. What's the best bit about being part of Lollipop?
The support.
Okay.
I've been with them for 3 years and they've helped me through really rough times in my life, so I'm grateful for them. So
and you get some great outfits as well.
Yeah, sometimes.
And your favourite bit of Lollipop?
Oh, it's a family. It's so lovely. Like, I come on a Sunday and it's my favourite part of the week. I just look forward to it. Gets me through school.
And okay, we've taken your answer of family because it's a bit like Family Fortunes, isn't it, this? And, oh, no, I was going to say. Yeah, so your favourite bit of Lollipop?
Well, I've been there for 8 years and it's been the best years of my life. Mm-hmm. It's been amazing. Like, Lucy's taught me everything that I know now.
So, great fun performing and great to be on stage.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Next?
Probably because it's not so hardcore as some other youth theatres in the area.
You want me to say that?
I've been here. This would be my 11th show, so obviously it's a great place.
Yeah, so you enjoy the relaxed atmosphere.
Yes.
And the heckling in the background.
Yes.
Yeah. And again, what do you think?
Well, this is my second show with Lollipop, and I'm definitely going to be staying for as long as I can. It's a great way to be around people, and also you get these amazing opportunities to do different shows and have different experiences within musical theatre.
So, great opportunity with Lollipop is what we're saying. Going to be an absolutely brilliant show. Now, this is actually the book, the original book has sort of been tweaked by Stephen Fry, so he's worked on this as well, so it makes it a great script, and that's pretty much guaranteed. All the music you would expect, and we're going to have a bit of a musical number from you in a moment or two's time with the Lambeth Walk, aren't we?
Yeah.
Still responsive, which is good. So they're going to be doing that in a moment or two's time. But first of all, let's tell you how you can get tickets. You can call the box office on 01543 578762. Look out for Lollipop Theatre Arts on Facebook, and you see all those guys doing the Lambeth Walk and so much more on stage on the 26th and 27th of March at the Prince of Wales. Have a fantastic time, break a leg, and are you ready? You're going to perform for us now.
Yes!
Lambeth, you've never seen. The skies ain't blue and the grass that ain't green. It don't have the Mayfair touch, but that don't matter very much. We play a different way, not like you, but a bit more gay. When we have a bit of fun, oh boy. Any time you're Lambeth, any evening, any night, you'll find us all doing the Lambeth Walk. Every little Lambeth girl with a little Lambeth girl, you'll find them all doing the Lambeth Walk. Everything is bright and breezy, do as you darn well pleasey. Why don't you make your way there? Go there, stay there. Once you get down Lambeth Way, any evening, any day, you'll find yourself doing the Lambeth Walk.
Any time you're Lambeth Way, any evening, any day, you'll find us all doing the Lambeth Walk. Oi! Every little Lambeth gal with a little Lambeth pal, you'll find them. Everything's bright and breezy, do as you darn well pleasey. Why don't you make your way there, go there, stay there. Once you get down Lambeth Way, any evening, any day, you'll find us all doing the Lambeth Walk. Any time you're Lambeth Way, any evening, any day, you'll find.
That's all for this week. Thank you so much for joining us. Back with episode 457 next week. I'll see you then. Ta-ra for now.
Goodbye from the milk bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar. Yeah.